Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you up until 2. John Crotty going to join us later on this hour. We'll talk game 2 with the point guard, John Crotty, Bally Sports Sun. So we will get over to that.
It'd be interesting if he thinks this the same way I do, that you got to put pressure on the three-point line and make them shoot the and make them shoot twos or however. My only problem is that if somebody gets taken off the dribble and then you have to converge on him, mm-hmm. then the three is open anyway.
It's a tough balance, too. Right. Duncan was also saying yesterday, unfortunately, like he's not going to really be – it made it sound like I'm not going to be 100% until this is over.
It happens, dude. Look. It
sucks.
Can I just tell you, having to go through like maybe the last six games of a season and including playoffs, it's the worst feeling in the world, right? To know that you're one of the best options, but you're not even at the best version of yourself. You know, and when you see him running around, you're going to think, oh, why can't he do this, this, and this? And that dude might be in excruciating pain. So it really sucks.
Did I do headlines?
No.
Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
So 7 o'clock, game 2 tonight. So 5:45 is preheat with Solana, Tommy Tighe. They will get you ready for all the action. And, of course, you will hear Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert. They will have your call from the TD Garden. And
when's the they come back on Friday?
Saturday.
Man.
Saturday. Two more.
Everybody else is playing like rather quickly, right?
No, everybody's got like 2 days off.
This first round takes a long time.
They got to stretch it.
If everybody is
well, the West has played all of them played two games
except for the top one seeds, which is why Boston, Miami, and OKC. Because remember, those two teams they had to wait for the 8 seed to be decided on Friday, so that's why they delayed us.
But speaking of those scores, Timberwolves beat the Suns yesterday on 105-93. So
you happy, aren't you?
Wait, why can you imagine? Like, this is what's crazy.
What am I happy about?
You got a team with KD, Book, and Beal, and they scored 93 points.
Why are you asking if I'm happy?
You know why.
No, I don't. I really want to know. What do you mean?
Whaling season.
It's whaling season.
Well, you know, we'll see.
Hey, man.
We'll see.
That guy has been in Phoenix for a long time.
Oh, you're talking about Dev?
Yes.
I don't think he's going to leave.
I think he's leaving. I think he could be traded.
Listen, we know the guy who's going to hightail it out of there.
Oh, no. But, yeah, but I think he might try to stay another season. But if they really want to get anything.
Well, they can't get rid of Beal because Beal has no. This is the whole thing that
Beal is stuck.
The thing that scared the Heat with Beal was he has a no trade clause. So, like, you know, so unless Beal's like, please. And, like, the Heat are like, we'll give you Alondis Williams and filler. Like, that's what scared the Heat off of Bradley Beal in the first place. Durant is, I think, the interesting one because, like, every time something doesn't seem to work, Durant's ready to hightail it out of there. So if they lose in the first round, be interesting.
Well, one of those two, I do believe they get knocked down in the first round, won't be in Phoenix next season.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, especially with their owner. They have a new crazy owner, you know, so we'll see what goes there. So does A-Rod root for the Wolves anymore, or is he
I don't know.
Not allowed to root for the Wolves? How does this work?
Yeah.
But, no, everybody was talking yesterday because remember the Anthony Edwards quote that when it was going viral yesterday, but he had said this a couple months back, I think during the All-Star break, talking about the Suns. And he goes, yeah, they got Kevin Durant, but we got Jaden McDaniels. And everybody was like, what? And Jaden McDaniels yesterday, he outscored Kevin Durant 25 points.
Wow.
It's a good team. It's a good team, Wolves team.
And he got into a little brouhaha with Devin. Was it Devin Booker?
Devin Booker's always getting in a brouhaha.
He's a whiner. Unless he wants to.
He don't whine.
he wants to come to Miami, right?
What else we got? Yesterday we also had the Pacers. They evened their series. Big game from Siakam yesterday, Leroy.
Is that the first road win?
There were two yesterday.
Yes.
There were two yesterday. Yeah, yes. Them and the Mavericks won yesterday. The Mavericks evened up their series. Luka.
How do you lose when you get your best player back? That makes no sense to me.
I don't know.
How do the Clippers lose? And they got
Kawhi back?
Yeah.
I think it's a fluidity thing. You know what I mean? Like,
they're going to be
eat a lot. When they're shorthanded, everything seems to be rolling, then everybody gets back, and then it just.
They'll be more fluid next year when Paul George leaves. So. That's the. Everybody's like penciling him to go to Philly. So.
Really?
Yep.
Wasn't it the same thing with Clay? No, Clay is
Clay's Orlando.
Orlando. But who else? There was somebody else that was saying going to Philly.
I don't know. Was there some Trae Young fodder you've heard recently?
No, not Trae Young. It wasn't Trae Young. But yeah, Philly, they should have 7 championships with all the stars they have going through there.
Did you guys notice what the hell was going on with Joel Embiid? Have you guys noticed what was going on with his eye yesterday? Like, this was making the rounds.
So
did he have a migraine? Did he get hit in the head? Because I noticed it was very. So here's the thing, I watched that post game, right, and he had his head down, and everybody. And I understand he's windshield wiper, so everybody thought he was crying.
But I think it might have been because of his eye.
Yeah, something was going on there.
It's been happening like that since game one.
Is that the same eye that he's broken?
I don't know if it's the same eye that he's broken, but it seems
I got a doctor you can go see.
Yeah,
but no, like it was weird. Like he had the broken orbital before, so I don't know. It just looked. Look, man, that guy, he's like a walking game of operation. So who knows?
He's not a good leader.
He's a mope.
He's not a good leader. He can't lead men. I wouldn't want him to be a leader.
Well,
of my team.
Here,
great player.
Let's be clear. We do this in sports, and we really shouldn't. Just because you're the best player doesn't make you the leader. And we need to stop that, okay? Like, everybody thinks, oh, the best player got to be the leader. That's not true. That's not true.
You're right, Lee, right? But when they act like it.
That nobody was a bigger leader than UD.
Right. And Bam has said this year, he goes, being the captain has sucked. He doesn't like it. He's like, right. I don't like it. He's not, if you're not.
How you carry yourself, how you react to things, how you go about your daily business has to be different because you don't want to be the mope.
Can't go to Han.
We need to stop that. You know what I mean? Like, especially in football, it happens in football a lot.
No, I get it in football, but in basketball, when there's only 12,
your leader doesn't have to be your best player.
But I get that. But when you're the only guy that's been in that franchise the longest out of everyone, and they look up to you, that's
you're trying to make the circumstances make the player.
Yeah.
He is who he is.
That's what I'm saying. He's not a good leader.
If he's not a leader, he never was. That ain't a knock on him. He's just not that guy.
It's also
because he's a great player, all of a sudden mean he's got to be your leader.
I think also with him though, like, you know, one of the things with leadership is accountability, and that dude he'll find somebody to throw under the bus every season.
Like, raise your head up. I mean, I understand if your eye is bad, you know, just say that your eye is bad, you can't do the interview, but nobody needs to see your scalp.
But I tell you, that was the whole thing yesterday. It's like, with my eye, and again, if Joel wants to go see my doctor, you know, I'm banned, so he could take my spot. If he, like, light sensitive.
I can't believe that you got banned.
I know.
I can't believe you got banned from a Publix, Leroy, and you got banned from a Target.
How about this? You ready?
Yeah, am I allowed to go to the Target?
But here's the deal. Is that any different than what the limo driver did to me? Because I got mad because he was late on an international flight, and he just hung up on me and returned my money. Like, yeah, that's the world we live in now. Just, you get the treatment, you get the service you get, but please pay us full price.
Jimmy J says Lowry had a hand in blowing that game. Did you guys see the video of Joel Embiid pushing Lowry? They're like a circus act. Watch us flop. Woo! Synchronized flopping. Lowry and Joel Embiid. Couple of wind socks.
Oh, my God.
By the way, the Marlins, they're going to try and score a run against the Braves tonight. First two series, they've been outscored 8-0 in the first two games of the series.
Max Fried, shutout, complete game? Like on 91 pitches or something like that? Jeez.
6-1
the hill tonight, though. You can make him throw more pitches if you bunt it on every bat. Serious. Think about that. If you squared around the bunt, if every batter did it, all 27 batters, right, you can make him throw more than 91 pitches.
We'll take a quick break. Back with more after that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Get to the mixed bag, brought to you by Broward Health. Well, into your future. John Crotty going to swing by the show. We'll talk to him. We have Luke Bryan tickets to give away coming to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm this September. It's a Live Nation show. Give those away. Before we get to the mixed bag, though, Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman & Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultation 24-7. Call at 866-954-MORE.
Beautiful day to start the Wednesday. We got a slight breeze. Winds look like they're coming out of the north at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. It is partly cloudy, but I'm seeing mostly sun. And I would say the temperature is right around 80 degrees. If it's coming out of the north, you know what that means. Might be a little cooler air.
Careful, birds for Jennifer.
Oh, be careful.
Careful. I was just watching a really fun argument during the break between Bill Haney and Floyd Mayweather Jr. I don't really know what they're fighting about yet, though. I'm guessing that Floyd Mayweather said something about, you know, Devin Haney getting his ass kicked this weekend.
That's terrible, yeah. Man.
Ugh, the loss?
Like, yeah, everything. Just all the trash talking you did to he did to Garcia to get his ass beat.
I know.
Now, let me ask you a question. This is something I wanted both you and Leroy. The fact that he was 3 pounds over the weight limit, and then when you hydrate,
yep.
Would that cause a problem and maybe the reason why?
Well, keep in mind, he's a knockout guy.
Right.
Well, he said,
so add 15 pounds to a knockout guy.
He put a side-by-side, and you don't even realize, it is pretty crazy, because you put a side-by-side of him in the Gervonta Davis fight to Saturday. It is pretty wild to see what the difference is in the weight, because Gervonta made him not only have a cut clause, but he had a rehydration clause, so he could only be at a certain weight. Devin Haney didn't do that. Devin Haney didn't have a rematch clause, didn't have a rehydration clause. And look, he was very confident he was going to win. And if you've seen Devin Haney hasn't lost many rounds. There's been flashes of guys who have like gotten, you know, Lomachenko had his moments, Lenar's had his moments. But you guys saw what the odds were. Like, I think there was a reason the young man was so confident. And he looked in that weight, when he got in that ring, he looked like he was 3 weight classes smaller than the guy. Couldn't hurt him. It was he was pitter-pattering his back, and it wasn't doing anything to him.
How common is the rehydration clause?
It's common for guys who are big money guys will make the bigger guy be in a certain way. It's not unheard of, is what I'm saying. It's not unheard of. I think Canelo and Floyd did it, I believe, because they had to be, you know, Canelo, the size difference there naturally. Trying to think of another one where they did it pretty recently. But this is one of those things with weight cutting. That is one of the things is he basically took his investment on that. He bet on it and then made 9 times the money back. So look, he wins. That's great for Ryan Garcia. But yes, there is an element that he kind of did it in a skeezy way, being able to game the system like that. Now, to be fair, if he would have made weight and had no rehydration, this is the thing that I think everybody, look, if he would have suffered and made the 3 pounds that he should have made,
he'd be the champ.
He could still, yeah, he would have been the champ. He could still, if there's no rehydration clause, he still the next day could have been whatever the weight is. Like, you guys see Alex Pejeda in the UFC. That guy goes from 205 to 232 overnight, you know? So this is not an uncommon thing, but yeah, everybody is Floyd's going at him because there's been a beef with Tank Davis and Devin Haney for a while now. And Gervonta Davis is obviously very much enjoying this because Haney got embarrassed by the guy that he knocked out in a few rounds, even if it was against a guy that was diminished now.
And he had all those clauses.
I still think Tank would
matter. So do they have to fight again?
Tank
and
Ryan Garcia?
You got to fight Tank Davis again, right?
I think that's probably the biggest fight to make.
And who's gonna is he gonna be able to? Is he big enough? Is Tank Davis big enough to put that clause in?
He was last time. Tank Davis is probably still the biggest pay per view star in boxing outside of Canelo right now, because he sells out. Even if it's not a big pay per view, I shouldn't say pay per view. One of the biggest stars, because he sells out venues. Like, Tank Davis can go out, he could do big, he'll sell out arenas, he's done it all over the country. Now Ryan probably can now too because everybody saw that. So it's exciting. I mean, their pay-per-view did a big business. Not a lot of guys can do over a million pay-per-view buys anymore. They did at 25 years old. So
right,
very impressive.
How long before Ryan Garcia just moves up?
Probably next. Yeah, I would say.
Right.
But what does he do is the question. Him versus Crawford?
He'll get killed.
Well, that's everybody said it about Devin Haney.
He would get killed.
Yeah, there's Bud, and then there's the rest of those. There's the rest of boxing, and there's the rest of them.
Whatever happened with the Bud and Canelo thing?
It's kind of gotten Canelo.
Canelo's ducking. He's ducking.
He's ducking. Yeah, he is. He doesn't want to fight. Here's the thing.
He learned from the best.
Canelo doesn't want to fight.
He learned from the best.
He don't want to fight David Benavidez.
Yeah, that's come on.
Benavidez is too big.
Benavidez
has been training down here. He's been training down next to the arena at the boxer gym.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, I know you got to go, Leroy. So we'll take a quick break. John Crotty, the point guard. That was a great mixed bag. We just were riffing on boxing. We'll take a quick break. The point guard, John Crotty, we will get into game two, Heat and Celtics tonight. Back after this.
Hour two. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com. Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Bam, bam. Ah, 15 minutes of heat. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Got me in a good mood today, Vlad. And celebrating a Panthers win. We'll get some cat talk coming up at the top of the hour. John Crotty's going to join us here in just a bit. And Leroy, he's hobnobbing with some people in Cleveland right now. Who are we going to take, Leroy? You know? We'll see what he says. I bet he lets them take the fast guy. You know, I'm going to ask him that, Vlad, if he lets them take the fast
guy. Why, you want Worthy?
Oh, I mean, you know, Mike McDaniel likes his weapons, baby.
But these weapons aren't good.
What do you mean they're not good?
December and January, Tobin.
But I understand. Well, here's what I think. I think if we stagger the speed, right, I think they'll be fresher. You know, none of this going for 2K nonsense, all right, anymore. Enough of that with the Cheetah, all right? I want Cheetah to have a normal 1,500 yards like a normal person. No need to go and stretch him out. We got to do a maintenance program with the Cheetah so he's fresher come December. That's what we need to do, all right? We need to start maintenance programming in the NFL like we do in the NBA. Although it didn't really work out for the Heat this year. That's been tough to deal with. But let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors at one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Bally Sports Sun tonight. If you guys want, you guys can watch Bally Sports Sun. The great John Crotty will have the call alongside the OG Eric Reed tonight. Game two of the first round against the Boston Celtics. 6:30 is when Bally gets their coverage going. John, how you doing, man? How's Boston?
Hey, guys. Everything's good. Good vibe up here from the ball club. Ready to rock again. It's actually been beautiful up here for Boston up until today. It was very sunny and nice, but a little cooler weather today. But it's go time tonight. Let's go.
It is. It definitely feels that way. And this team, like John, we've seen in plenty of playoff series, they've done such a great job of taking home court advantage. Do you feel like we can get a better shot out of the gate tonight from Miami? Just because, you know, getting down 14-0 to this team, it feels like a death sentence in a game. Just because you're always playing catch up against a team that can shoot like them. How important is just coming out of the gate strong tonight for Miami?
Oh, I think it's huge. I think it's a good point you make. I'm a huge believer in momentum and flow, and when you get off to a great start, it really carries forward, you know, through the first half. Same as the third quarter, you know, getting off to a good start carries into that second half and can really push you forward throughout the course of the game. You know, I like how Miami fought back. I like how they clawed back. And you know, look, they're dealing with having key people out like Jimmy Butler. So, you know, the margin of error is narrow, and you got to play at a very high level offensively, and you got to keep your defense, you know, humming and connected you know, and try to take these Celtics, you know, off their game, which is a very challenging game, the way they spread you out and shoot the long ball.
I was a little bummed yesterday because, you know, I think in a series like this, if you had a healthy 100% Duncan Robinson, he could be massive. But to hear him yesterday say, hey, I don't know if I'm going to be that guy until I get extended rest was tough to hear. John, can you just give us an insight into that? Just when you're a player dealing with something nagging that you just can't get back to feeling like what is the mental challenge, the physical challenge of dealing with that? And knowing, because he was having an amazing season, John, before this happened.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he's been very special this year for us. You know, 13 points a game, just about 40% beyond the arc. But he's doing a lot more than that. He's an incredible floor spacer for us, and obviously, what that means is he can make shots with range, and his threat on the floor forces defenses to come out to him, which really creates a lot of space. So, I think you're going to see more of an effort of him of. You know, even when he's not able to get access to the basketball, to try to create space on the floor so that the team has more opportunity to be able to operate, you know, going to the basket. When you're playing the way he is, Brendan, I think it's really difficult because, you know, he has to move around a lot just to get open to be able to create a shot. And when you're dinged up and you're obviously your back is your core and being able to push off and cut and pivot and create, you know, separation is so important for any athlete and basketball player in particular. But for a shooter like him, it's everything. So I think it's really putting him in a disadvantage. But I love the fact that he's out there just trying to gut it out, give his team when it can. And, you know, if he's got an open shot, he's going to take it. I think the biggest challenge for him is just trying to, you know, move and cut because he's been very good at that this year with off-ball cuts. When they run him off the line, ball faking, putting it down on the ground and getting to the basket. And I think those plays are tougher for him to make.
How much lunacy was there up there these last couple of days over the Caleb Martin thing? I felt so bad for Caleb because it was complete garbage. He got pushed into Jason Tatum, who bounced up just fine. Nobody had an issue with it. And then all of a sudden, you know, their broadcast is like stoking the fire to get it going. So, like, what was the buzz around town about all this nonsense?
I mean, look, I think a lot of it was you know, trying to stir it up and trying to create that fire. And their broadcast team definitely did that. And, you know, it's just so overblown, this idea of a code red. That's not how the Heat operate. That's not how Spo operates. Like, go out there, you know, like a bounty or something. And, you know, that's not how the Heat operate. And this team plays with a lot of pride as is. You don't need to, you know, go out there and tell people to play harder and try to take somebody down. And, you know, look, I think Jason Tatum handled it, you know, the right way. He popped right up trying to show, hey, look, I'm not hurt and it's not going to impact my mind. He went right to the free throw line, which to me is what a professional does. I give him credit. And look, the Heat are playing hard, man. I mean, you're down, you're scrapping, you're, you know, you're throwing your body around. You're trying to make aggressive plays. There's going to be hard fouls. This is the playoffs, you know, and just a lot of talk and a lot of nonsense about really a non-issue, in my opinion.
How important do you think tonight is for Tyler, you know, just to bounce back? You know, I know that he's tried to not put so much pressure on the playoffs this time around, which I think is good for a young guy. But obviously, like, John, if they're going to have a shot, they need Tyler to be Tyler. They need him to be at his best. So just how much are you keying in on him tonight and what he's able to do?
No, I'm really keying in on him. I mean, I thought, and we're going to talk about it a bit in our open tonight. If you saw the way they came out and guarded him, it was, you know, primary focal point of their defense was to take Tyler out of the basketball game. They put their best perimeter defender on him and Jrue Holiday. They literally, it actually looked like they're playing a box and one, which is, you know, basically saying we're going to take this guy out and everybody else can just do what they're doing within the flow. Jrue Holiday was locked in on Tyler off the ball, away from the play, not getting off and helping in the paint, but really just staying and denying Tyler access to the basketball. With Jimmy Butler out, you know, scoring is at an absolute premium. And Tyler's our one guy, you know, 20 points a game that can really help. So I think, you know what you're going to see the Heat do, and I know they were discussing strategy of how to crack open Tyler and how to get him some touches where, first of all, he's got the ball in an opportunity where he can do something with it without two guys on him. And then maybe off the ball, you'll see different actions being created where, you know, they can rub off Drew Holiday and he can catch the ball with some space to be able to operate.
Talking to the great John Crotty, you guys can watch him and Eric Reed tonight. Bally Sports Sun, their coverage gets going at 6:30 today as the Miami Heat get ready for game two against the Boston Celtics. I just wanted to, John, just for like his, I think, morale, you know, like having the injury last year in the playoffs and you know, just having, I guess, that moment of success. I think that I think it could carry him a long way, man. I just think it's for him personally to go out on the road and have something like that. I don't want to like put all the eggs in the basket on him, but I also know like for him personally, that's got to be a good feeling if he's able to do this and even this series bringing it back to Miami.
Oh, for sure. And he's the kind of guy who, look, he's ignitable, right? If he comes out of the gate and hits two or three shots, look out, right? I mean, he can go for 30 plus. He could go for 40. He's that talented, Tyler is. And what makes him tough to guard, you know, once he does get the ball and he's able to operate, is he can score at all three levels. And there's very few players in this league, as good as this league is, when as many talented players there are, that can score at all three levels. It's really amazing. I mean, if you look at each team, you know, there's two, maybe three guys that can do it, and Tyler's one of those guys. He's pretty special, and he is ignitable. But, you know, right now with Jimmy being out, it's just allowing them to take their already very substantial defense and think about how to just be disruptive even more and take it Tyler out.
John, my thing is on the other side, right? They're shooting threes like we knew before this game started. They shoot more threes than anybody. That going into the game, everybody knew Boston shot more threes than anybody, and in the games that they lost, they were just terrible shooting the three. Do you try to take that away by playing more man? Because here's the other problem that I'm just sitting here thinking about it myself. If somebody gets taken off the dribble because they got a lot of guys who can handle the ball, now you put yourself in even worse position to get the three shot on you.
That's
so
right.
How do you go about that? Because right now they're doing zone. They just pass around the outside. Somebody shoots it. And they're all making them.
Yeah. So they had an extraordinary game shooting the basketball. You know, the feeling is if you can keep the pressure on, they revert, you know, back to a more normal mean, right, where they're not going to make – you know, whatever it was, 22 threes,
right,
and tie a playoff high that they did one other time against Milwaukee. But it was exceptional. I mean, there were like eight different guys that wound up hitting a three on their side too. It wasn't focused on just one guy. So that means they really moved the ball and they spread Miami out. They do it a variety of different ways too, which is interesting. I mean, they do it within their offense, but they also do it off offensive rebounds. And you know, that's something you can take away, right? So you're playing your defense, you block out, you got to come up with those defensive rebounds, and that takes away sort of that broken play where they just catch it and kick it out and someone's wide open with space to be able to make a three. So I think that's something right away that the Heat can improve upon. But to your point, you got to mix the defense up against them. You can't play any one thing, whether it's whether it's man or zone. And the challenge with the man, which is a very good point, is you have to be able to contain the ball on the perimeter, right? If I'm running out to Jason Tatum, if I can't keep him secure on the perimeter with a hand up and he gets by me, now everyone is having to,
rotate, right?
You got real people rotating. And I think at times, honestly, I thought we did over-rotate. And what that means is just get off our guy maybe too soon or too early, which allowed some easier drive and kick plays. And that's really nuanced. It's really subtle. I mean, you got to be tight where you're maybe faking and going back to your guy or waiting later to commit to the drive, because the Heat defense is predicated on taking away easy twos. That's the way they've always been built. That's the reason why they're consistently really good. The challenge is, how do you take away twos and then still really get back out and guard the three-point line? And that's where teams like this put you in a quandary.
Do you think they tried to do the things you were talking about earlier with Tyler, by letting Bam take it, bring it up, or Caleb bring it up, like kind of put Tyler off the ball.
I do.
And try, right. Because I'm like, why are they bringing the ball up? And I'm like, they're trying to get some looks for Tyler. But then it just seems like it's weird to me. Like, you specialize, like, the Heat run the zone better than anybody, right? Mm-hmm. But when other teams run their half-ass zone against them, they just pass it around the outside, and it's like kryptonite against them. And I'm amazed at how a team who runs the zone so well, when the zone gets against them, they act like they never played basketball at times.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the thing about the zone, it's less about the scheme. And you'll hear Eric Spoelstra say this, but I believe it very much too. It's less about the scheme and more about the flow. So what do I mean by that? So when Miami goes to their zone, it's really, they're guarding man to man within their principles of who's in that space to guard. But it's really when, as an example, when I'm a point guard and I'm pushing the ball up the floor, if I can tell right away if the team is in a man to man or a zone. If they're in a man to man and we're in a good offensive rhythm, I'm passing and cutting, and I know exactly how to get everybody activated, involved. If I see the zone after it's been man, I slow down, I pull the ball back, I get us organized, and then we look to attack.
More passive offense.
It takes time. Takes time. Mm-hmm. It also slows the momentum down. It forces different thought process. Guys have to get organized and get into positions, get a little too perimeter oriented, to your point where maybe they're not driving into the paint. And that's where the zone, I think, can be very effective, because it's almost like a rhythm changer. With the length that they put out there, they'll put a Caleb or a Haywood Highsmith or a DeLon Wright on the perimeter who can guard a lot of space with long arms. And then they'll have Bam, who, be a multi-dimensional guy in the back end of the zone. It makes it really effective.
Talking to John Crotty, you guys can watch him and Eric Reed tonight, Bally Sports Sun. Game two of the first round between the Boston Celtics and Miami Heat. 7 o'clock is your tip-off. 6:30 is when their coverage gets going. You, of course, can hear that here also on WQAM. John, Jaime Jaquez, he looks like he's busted through this rookie wall. And especially, like, since the play-ins have started, he looks like just moments hasn't been too big for him. What have been your impressions of Jaime?
I'm really impressed with the way he played in that first playoff game. I was keeping a close eye on him, obviously, being a rookie. And I don't know if you can recall, but the first possession, he came out of the gate, and they just were very physical with him. He kind of fumbled the ball, had like a turnover, and ran back. And I was like, uh-oh. And this is like what you're not – the level of intensity is so much higher in a playoff game. And, everyone really knows what you're going to do. You're very well scouted. It's not uncommon for there to be a play call and everyone, the defense, actually run to the spot where, you're going as an offensive player, like, because they know it so well. So then it becomes about your will to be able to find a way to execute even when the defense knows what's going on. And he just never quit, man. He just played. He kind of played through the contact. He just continued to play hard. He's unfazed mentally. Doesn't let himself get down. Played, really hard-nosed defense when he could, and wind up translating to that in some really positive plays offensively, with 16 points on 50% shooting. Rebounded. He passed well. He was gutty out there. And he needs to play right now again with, the shorthandedness and Jimmy Butler out. And he was an incredibly productive player for 36 minutes.
John, I appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
You got it, guys. Go Heat.
There you go, John Crotty. You guys can watch him tonight with Eric Reed on Bally Sports Sun at 6:30. Their coverage gets going tonight. And we have a 7 o'clock tip from that hellhole TD Garden.
The first question, that's what you went at.
What do you mean?
The code red.
No. Third question.
Like, wait, so can I just say this? First of all, goodbye you. Goodbye you, because that is an excellent, message, so I don't bring it up again, right? Mm-hmm. But let me ask you a question.
Yes.
You know me. You think I was going to ask him about a code red?
I don't know.
Unless it's about Mountain Dew.
You brought up the club yesterday to Danny Green. I was surprised. I was like, I didn't think Leroy was going to bring up the club to Danny Green.
Here's why. Because here's what I like to do with other players that come on and guys that are around the sport, right? I would like to, like, just let you guys know that we're making a big deal about some things that aren't a big deal. And so that's why I brought it up right away. And, like, we had guys who never did anything, right? Like, we, like, when I played, me and the offensive lineman would order up a bunch of food and go play cards soon as we landed. And we do that all the way up until the night meeting or whatever, right? You had some guys, when we went to Tampa, right? You could look outside the hotel and they were playing chicken across that highway to get over to Mons Venus, right? So, but to each his own, right? That's all I'm saying. Like, it's not going to change what the, like, oh, they went to the club, so they ain't ready to play on Wednesday?
Well, listen, if they ball out tonight, if all the young guys ball out tonight, I'm all for going to Han every single game before Boston. You know?
If you get back.
Hashtag horny people only.
So that's why a lot of those questions I ask. I don't ask because it matters to me. I just ask because I know those are the types of things that fans get all excited about. That how you gonna lose a game and then go eat food? How you gonna lose a game and then go out to a club? Right? Like, it's just crazy.
Schmeathan says that Tobin would be playing chicken with an actual chicken to get to an actual chicken.
Hey, we were
Huey Magoose.
Hey, we were supposed to do that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we were supposed to do that, Tony. Remember he said a fox got in there, so he wouldn't let us.
Well, you know what? Tony's probably sick of the Marlins, so maybe he wants some entertainment.
Yeah, so we go, like, Darboard of Doom, chase some chickens.
Love it. Take a quick break. Get to go back into our Cats last night. Incredible game against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Sergei Bobrovsky, save of your life. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.